You're listening to 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. This is the time of year where many of us take off our shoes and walk through airport security. I recently spoke with the administrator of the Transportation Security Administration, John Pistol, when he visited the Naval Postgraduate School. He says there's been a lot of changes at the airport in the last year.
One of the changes that people will notice if they're traveling with children, 12 and under, is that we have adopted new policies for how we screen children 12 and under, which includes allowing them to keep their shoes on, which is a major thing for some families as they try to get the shoes back on and everything. And then we do a different type of screening for them to try to work with the parents or guardians much more so to help resolve any alarms that may happen to ensure that we can extradite their screening as much as possible.
I do think we've all heard those stories of a parent worried about their child being excessively screened. And it seems like every year we hear the stories about someone with a medical device like an insulin pump who seems to be excessively screened. Now there are some New York lawmakers who've called for a passenger advocate at every airport. Is that an idea that you're open to?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime we can help educate and work with the traveling public, that's a good thing for security. And so Senator Schumer has called for this type of setup. We actually have it in several of the largest airports, but this would be an expansion of that program where it would allow passengers with special needs circumstances where they may need some additional time or some just additional personal assistance to do that. So we will be rolling out an 800 number after the first of the year that people can call and give us a heads up to say, okay, I'll be traveling at this date and time at this airport. Could I have some additional assistance? And so, yes, we're committed to doing that.
Another one of the areas of traveler concern has been the body scanners. When the TSA started using the body scanners, travelers raised questions about privacy and health effects. Since then, has the TSA done anything to address those concerns?
We have had a number of scientific studies done outside of TSA to assess the safety issues with the one type of advanced imaging technology, the body scanners that we have. And all of those have found that the amount of radiation that a person receives walking through is about the same amount as naturally occurring radiation. For example, if you're flying at elevation of 2 to 3 minutes exposure, so on a cross-country flight, you receive a lot of naturally occurring radiation, and the machines are set in a way that they can't exceed a very, very minimal dose, which is well below the standard set. That being said, there are still some who have concerns, and so we are looking at some other ways to reassure those folks with those concerns.
And you've also made some recent changes in terms of privacy.
Yes, so we've also introduced a new privacy filter, if you will, called automatic target recognition. So as a passenger goes through, steps out of the advanced imaging technology machine, they can turn and look at the image. It's just a generic outline of a person for everybody, and they can see if there are any areas of alarm or anomaly. And so it completely addresses the privacy concerns, I believe, that people have raised, because there's no image of you as a person. It's the same generic outline for every person, which some people may be flattered by, some people may be disappointed by, but it's the same outline for every person.
That was TSA Administrator John Pistol. He recently visited the Naval Postgraduate School's Center for Homeland Defense and Security. He said the TSA also has launched a pilot program called PreCheck, which allows some frequent flyers to quickly pass through airport security. You can learn more about that at kzu.org.